Every day in the sky above you, there is a battle going on. We are the servants of the Most High King. We guard you every day from attacks that you don't even know about. I am Gabriel, and I've been sent to give you a report of one of our most recent battles. On that day, there was an all-out attack. It started when the son of the Most High King was traveling to his lands on a long journey. There was a fierce battle going on in the sky, and as usual, a secret battle going on down below. A powerful thunderstorm was pouring down in the battlefield, and the prince was leading his horse through the mud. The enemy followed at a safe distance, looking for a convenient place to attack him.
Can't you see him?
I got it.
Missed. Try again.
You get behind me.
Well, as always, the enemies turn and run whenever the prince draws his sword. So they ran away and waited for a better chance to attack. Prince got his horse calmed down, and he was able to find a good path and ride into the next town.
Yep.
When he got there, he stopped at the inn, but they weren't very friendly. It was obvious that some of his own people didn't want him in their town. But what happened next was a sad story of a people who had wandered far away from the life that their king had planned for them.
I'm coming. Hold your horses. Who do you think you are coming here on a night like this? There's no room, I tell you, no room. Let me spell it out for you. No vacancies. You understand? What are you looking at? A piece of paper. Grant your request by order of the king. Well, isn't that pretty? Now, how long did it take you to write that one up, eh? Be off with you. We don't need no kings around here. Let me show you what we think of this here paper. Hey, everybody, I'm handing out free requests by order of the king.
And so it was that the king's decree was thrown into the garbage. Who would have ever thought that these three hopeless characters would find it?
Not much chance of finding anything to eat here today.
I'm thinking maybe we're going to have to find a better trash pile.
Oh, look, an apple. Not too bad a shape. Don't forget, we share everything. Share and share alike now. Okay, I remember. Gonna be pretty slim pickings today. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? You better believe it, it's cold. What do you say we split this here apple and sit by the fire?
Fire's going down.
Better get us some more paper, Marcy.
Yes, ma'am. Be right there.
Ooh. Look, a big paper.
Pretty writing.
Let me see that, my dear. It is pretty writing.
Oh, Trixie, you said someday you'd teach us how to read. Can you read it to us before you burn it?
Well, It is awful fancy rotten. Let's take a look here.
By order of the king.
The king? Be it known to all my people that my son the prince is traveling through the land, and you're hereby ordered to give him anything he needs while traveling on his journey. Isn't that nice? Look at the bottom here. Be it known that whoever presents this paper before the king's court shall have any request they desire granted to them by order of the king. Fancy that. Did you hear that, Squeaky?
I heard it, but I don't believe it.
We'll see. Do you know what we found here? Mossy's the one that found it. Now we found it. We all share and share alike here. We found it. Now don't forget that, girls. We can take this to the king's castle and get anything we want.
Oh, rubbish. It won't work. Somebody just made up that piece of paper.
No, Squeaky. It's got the king's seal. Well, even if it does, do you think if we show up at the door of the castle, the likes of us, that anybody's going to give us anything? Well, let me ask you girls, what have we got to lose?
I guess nothing.
Are you with me?
I don't know. I smell something fishy.
No fish today. Just apple.
Let me see that apple.
And so the little group tramped down the road together and arrived at the castle late that night. But you won't believe what happened next.
Halt. Who goes there?
Oh, just some of the king's servants here just waiting to see the king.
Be off with you. Nobody sees the king this time of day.
Nobody except those that's got a piece of paper. By order of the king. A piece of paper that says right here, whoever has this piece of paper will receive anything they want from the king.
Let me see that.
Not so fast, me hearties. Them that looks can look, but no touching.
Boy, take a message to the captain. You wait here a minute.
Well, let me let you in on a little secret, my dear. We're not going anywhere until we see the king.
Just a moment.
Oh, we'll be waiting. Don't worry about that, my dear.
Excuse me, ladies. Thank you for waiting. His Majesty says, thank you for coming, and you're welcome. Come on in.
You, my friends. I'm thinking that'll be all the music we need tonight. Thank you. Welcome, ladies. Welcome all. And how can we serve you today, my daughters?
How about if Squeaky goes first?
Squeaky, my daughter?
I want a big meal. A feast with all the trimmings. I want to eat till I bust. That is if it please your majesty.
My good man, please bring this lady anything she wants to eat at my table. Now, Trixie.
Oh, I'm much too humbled, my lord. Please let Mossy go first.
And now, Mossy.
Oh no, I never could ask for anything, my king. I'm the least of your servants, and it was never my idea to come here in the first place. Please forgive us for presuming on your kindness.
All right then, if it comes down to it, I want to live right here in this castle with you.
Welcome, my dear Trixie, and more besides. Can one of the ladies take my daughter and see that she has the best of everything she wants?
Oh, lovely. Now don't be a fool, Mossy. Now's your chance. Goodbye, little one. I'll be seeing you.
But wasn't it you, Mossy, who found the paper?
How did you
know? Not to worry, my precious one. I already know what you have in your heart. And you and the prince both have my full blessing.
Ah, my lord and my king, please forgive me for thinking such thoughts. I should have known you can read arts. I never thought anyone.
There, my precious. It's all good.
Oh, never, your majesty. I'm so ashamed for coming here tonight. I can never be worthy to...
Let's ask the prince.
Just follow me, Mossy. Follow me. Psst, this way.
Little Mossy could barely keep up as she walked down the hallway. She took a wrong turn and got out the door just in time to see a white horse and rider heading out the main gate.
Which way did you go? Is that you, my prince? Oh, there you are. Wait for me. I'm right behind you.
Mossy?
Excuse me? Oh, no. Thank you, sir. I don't need a horse. It's okay. The prince told me to follow, so I'm following. Please excuse me, sir. I have to be going now. Oh, prince. I'm coming. Can we go a little slower? I'm not sure I can keep up, your majesty. I just wanted to talk to you a bit. I just wanted you to know that I would never have asked the king for this. So you don't have to go through with it. I know I don't deserve any such thing. So there, now I've said it. And I hope you can hear what I'm saying. Anyway, I'm following just like you said. Oh no, my lord. I can't do this. Why, I can't swim. Oh no. Help me, somebody help me. Oh no, I can't do this. Just look at me now. All the mud. Oh my goodness. I can barely walk in these wet clothes. Oh, could you wait a minute, Prince, please?
Poor Mossy twisted her ankle very badly. She began to think she would never catch up to the prince. Just then, a little creature showed up. He acted like he wanted to be very helpful.
Ah, having a little trouble there, are we?
Who are you?
Oh, I just happen to live nearby, and I couldn't help but overhear. I've seen this sort of thing before.
Thank you very nicely, sir. I'm okay, but I've got to go now.
Oh, by all means, go ahead, but you'll soon find out there's no catching up to him. Like I said, he's done this before. And if I might ask, what kind of prince treats his people this way?
I won't listen to anything said against my prince. Good day to you, sir.
Oh, I wish I could say the same to you. But trust me on this, my lady. You are not about to have a good day. And if that's the kind of prince you want, then have at it. But don't say you weren't warned.
Please, sir, don't delay me. I've got to catch up. Ooh, my foot. Oh, it's all black and blue now. Hello? Oh, there, Prince. Please wait.
Oh, why won't he wait?
Now, my pretty, don't be ashamed to take help from wherever you can get it from. Here, let me help you stand up. Careful, there's quite a fall off there.
I don't think I can walk.
Well, now, perhaps you'll listen to a little advice.
Looks like I don't have any choice.
Well, I'm only telling you what I would say to my own daughter, and that's the gospel truth. If a prince can't be gentleman enough to wait on a lady, then he's not much of a prince to me.
Sir, I said I didn't want to listen to that sort of talk.
Oh, missy, it gets worse than that. The fact is, I've lived here many years. I've watched the prince do this before. He does it to weed out the ones he doesn't want to follow him. He knows what's in their hearts. And he can't stand to be close to the ones who've broken the silly laws of his silly little kingdom.
Whatever do you mean, sir?
Well, haven't you?
Haven't I what, sir?
Broken his laws, then.
I don't rightly know what you mean.
No excuses, missy. The king's law says very clearly, no liars. And if keeping a dirty lie in your heart and wanting to marry the prince, and then lying straight to the king's face about it, if that's not a lie, then I don't know what is.
Well, how did you know?
Be quiet, I'm talking now, and I'm doing you a favor. Do you know what the king does to those who break his laws? It's not a very pretty thing to hear about. But they're sent to a pit of darkness forever and ever. How's that for a nice kingdom and a nice prince? Look at him out there up in the desert. Ooh, what a place!
But I...
No more of your lies. What about the things you were into with old Trixie and Squeaky, eh? Didn't they steal plenty of things when there was no one looking? And weren't you with them? That's another one of the king's laws. Here we go again. No stealing.
But...
Oh, I'm sick of your butts. You were there when they did it, and you did nothing to stop them. And speak of the devil, here's your old friends coming along just now.
Trixie and Squeaky.
Oh, thank goodness it's Mossy. So you got away from the castle too, right? Oh, we just barely got out before we were spotted. That place is dreadful. We can't believe all the singing and talking about the laws of the kingdom day and night and night and day, and more singing besides. Oh, there's plenty to eat, but the place like to drove us crazy. But we kiped a few things on our way out the door. With all they've got, I'm sure they won't miss a few candlesticks and some gold-plated items, eh? Oh, here's a wink for you, Mossy. Let's get back to our little fireplace and split up the loot. We share alike, that we does.
Oh, my foot, I can't.
Ew, look at that black and blue. Oh well, we've got to keep moving. They could be after us any minute. Sorry, little one. You'll have to catch up later. Ta-ta.
Oh, please wait. Don't go. Oh.
So, I'm seeing you don't deny breaking the king's laws. And you still associate with your old friends, eh?
But...
If I hear another butt out of you... I can't believe I have to listen to this. And all the time just trying to help you. Now let's make the facts very clear. The prince doesn't have the heart to tell you what I'm telling you. Sometimes I think he leaves it up to me to do his dirty work. Let's go over it all again, missy. This here kingdom is meant to be a perfect kingdom. It's not meant for the likes of you and your friends. So this is how the king keeps the place clean. He weeds out the ones who don't belong. Then he can have a nice clean kingdom when all the likes of you are gone. Now you're not going to play games with me and claim to be some kind of little angel, are you?
No, I...
You talk too much. Just listen and I'll show you what to do. Now, one, you've got no place to go. Two, nobody's coming to help you. Three, you don't belong in this kingdom.
The more Mossy listened, the more she began to wonder what sort of creature this was. She felt that she had no choice but to listen to him since she couldn't walk. Slowly, Mossy began to see that she was a fool for trying to follow the prince. Maybe the little creature was right.
I'm so tired, I can't think. I guess not. I didn't know about... I mean, I never thought about how evil I was before.
But focus now, can you see it now? Aren't you just a bundle of filthy rags in the sight of the prince?
Yes, I guess so.
You guess so or you know so?
I know it.
Are you any better than Trixie or Squeaky? And the law says they deserve to die for stealing the king's property. Are you ready to turn right back around here and turn them over to the king? Yes or no?
No,
I see, there it is, a pretty little liar and a partner with a pack of thieves. So then it follows that you know what would happen to them. And then it follows you deserve the same, doesn't it?
Well, it looks like it, sir, but perhaps the prince...
No such luck, sweetheart. Haven't you ever thought about how the prince has to obey his own laws, then? The law is the law, and there's no way out. Except...
Accepting what, sir?
Well, except over the edge there. Why not put it to the test, sweetheart? If he loves you, he can catch you on the way down, can't he?
Oh, my lord.
Are you ready? What's it gonna be?
Oh, dear prince, I can't. But I can't think anymore. Everything's spinning. Got to think. I can't think.
Go on, do it. Do it. Lawyer, lawyer. A cheat. A dirty cheat. Filthy rags. Filthy rags. Oh, I guess so. I maybe so. I guess so.
Oh, dear God, do you want me to be tortured?
What about when you were younger? Younger. Younger.
Oh, why did all those things ever happen?
A little angel, eh? Oh, what an angel. Remember when you did that? Remember. Remember. Remember.
Yes. I remember.
Oh, just think of all the stupid things you've done. Oh, what a life.
That's all I can take. I can't take any more.
Just when Mossy thought she was going to fall off the cliff, she felt the strong arms of the prince pulling her away from the edge.
It's okay, my precious one.
But how did you get here? I can see you far away in the desert there.
Would I ever leave you or forsake you, Mossy? Are you sure that's me you see over there?
How? But I've been following you.
And I've been following right beside you.
So that's not you there, my lord. Oh, I'm so confused. But why didn't you stop and help me?
I tried to fetch your horse when you first started, Mossy. I do remember pulling you out of the water, Mossy.
Oh, so I've been following the wrong prince.
Yes, Mossy. He's the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, but why didn't you help me? I'm so confused.
Mossy, my father and I decided long ago that if you were to be my bride, you would have to make up your own mind. Nobody wants a forced marriage, do they, Mossy?
I'm so sleepy. I can't even think.
Are you ready for our journey, Mossy?
But where are we going? But oh, wait a minute. What about all your laws I've broken, sir?
So, you've broken the king's laws then, Mossy?
Yes, sir. I want you to tell the king that I freely admit that I'm guilty and I deserve whatever's coming to me.
Oh, that's all been taken care of, Mossy. Just don't do those things anymore. And since you've owned up to it, the king forgets all about it. I bet the Whisperer didn't tell you that part, did he?
But the penalty... You can't have people like me in your kingdom, sir.
Oh, but what the Whisperer didn't tell you is there's a way for somebody to pay your penalty, Mossy.
They had a long talk about why kingdoms have laws and about the great love that the king has for his people. Mossy fell asleep for a while, but she woke up with a start when the prince stopped in front of a large fountain.
Here we are.
Oh, here we are. Where?
Here.
Oh, what a beautiful fountain. Why would anyone put a fountain in the middle of the desert?
It's the best place for one, Mossy.
But why is it spinning? Look, it's turning red. Let's get away from here, Prince.
It's okay, Mossy. I'm always here. Can you trust me,
wait,
precious one?
What are you doing?
Hold on to me, Mossy.
What's happening? Why is this happening? Oh, why aren't you helping me? Don't let go of me. I thought you loved me. Oh, why don't you love me? That's right, you can't love me. I've broken your laws. It's okay, I can love you, Prince. Even if you can't love me. I do love you, my prince. It's okay. I deserve this. I've had this coming. I know I've hurt you. I don't even know what I'm saying. Oh, why won't it stop spinning? Oh, dear God up in heaven. I can't hold on anymore.
A white dress?
There, I've got you. Take my hand, Mossy.
My prince? What happened to your hands? And your feet and your side?
Oh, Mossy, I got these when I was visiting the house of my friends.
Oh, my lord. It's you.
Just follow me now, Mossy. Follow me.
As I told you, I was sent here to tell you this story. May I ask you whether you've thought about these things before? I mean things like whether you have broken any of the laws of the kingdom. I'm sure you would agree that it wouldn't be a very nice kingdom if it were full of liars and thieves, or people who curse the name of the king, or people who were jealous of the things that other people have, or kept hatred in their hearts, just like a murderer. I'm thinking the reason I was sent to you is just in case no one has ever told you that we serve a good king. Many lies have been told about him, but the real truth is that he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to pay the penalty for the crimes that we've all committed against the kingdom. All the king has ever asked is that we face up to what we've done, confess it to him, and he promises to forgive us and forget all about it. May I ask you, what's so hard about that? Please think about what I've said and ask the High King of Heaven, Almighty God, to make himself known to you.